My dear friends in Christ, we all have a point past which we cannot go. And this, of course, is in many things, but I'm sure that we've all reached this point at some point, or maybe more than once in our life, where it's just like, I can't take it anymore. I can't do this. We start to question the reasons why. Why has this happened? And very often up to that point, there's little increments where, well, it's difficult, but we can manage. But then sometimes there's that final thing that just, we can't get past it. And we almost give up hope. I forget where I was. I saw this little news report. There was an 18-wheeler semi-truck going over a bridge somewhere. And there was some sort of traffic altercation in the oncoming lanes. And this car rammed into the truck. And there was this footage of, and it was a woman truck driver. There was this footage in the cab of everything that happened. And there was nothing she could have done. The car crashed into her. The wheel simply just turned. And in a matter of seconds, that 18-wheeler was plummeting over this bridge, off of this bridge, into water, and it was really, really quite high. There was no way that this woman would survive this accident. But incredibly, as that 18-wheeler went off the bridge, and this weighs an incredible amount, somehow it was caught by the trailer on some beam of the bridge, and it was suspended there in midair. And after a short amount of time, a team was able to rappel down and remove the driver safely. And she was not even scratched. Incredible. Must have thought that, who knows what her thoughts were, or life flashed before her eyes, as they say, give up hope. But at that last moment, somehow, as some people would say, chance would have it. But we know that there's no such thing as chance. She must have thought she was dead, but she was in the end saved. It's a beautiful story in the gospel this morning. This is, of course, an actual event. This is not a parable like we so often have for our gospels on Sunday, but an actual event. And we must think that Simon Peter and the other fishermen, maybe they were at their breaking point. They had been out all day and they had gained nothing. Must be tiring work after all. Be out in the heat all day long, putting out the nets, taking them up, casting them again, taking them up. Heavy. Nets probably made of hemp and soaked. So these men were exhausted. And we know that what goes along with exhaustion is not just physical exhaustion, but mental exhaustion. And here our Lord comes to their boats. He preaches to the people. And when all is done, probably it's twilight. The day should be coming to a close. The fishermen are able to go back to their families and get a little well-earned rest. And our Lord says, put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch. Oh, how their shoulders must have sagged. Really? And we hear the protesting a little bit. Master, the whole night through we have toiled and have taken nothing. But at thy word I will lower my net. Even though the apostles were perhaps at this breaking point, this point of exhaustion, when what is the point? They had obviously given up hope in the fishing for the day. Even though they were beyond this point, still they trusted our Lord. And amazingly, they had only just met him. But they saw immediately the hand of God. They heard his preaching. He preached like no one had ever preached before. There was something about our Lord that they had to trust. And trust him they did. So great was the reward that they were overwhelmed with awe. And St. Peter says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Their nets had been filled to breaking. Do not be afraid, our Lord says. Henceforth thou shalt catch men. My dear friends in Christ, this is a beautiful story with so many others in the gospel that tell us so clearly we must trust Almighty God. He knew that the fish would be there, and whether by his command at that moment, because he is the master of all creation, or by his omnipotence, he knew exactly what would happen. And how often do we find ourselves discouraged or even past the point? That poor woman in the truck, this is over, it's done. What's the point? Or St. Peter, just overwhelmed with fatigue. I can't do this anymore. But Almighty God knows exactly what he is doing. But we blind ourselves. We, for whatever reason, we tend to think that we have the best viewpoint to make all of the decisions for ourselves. Of course, we have to make decisions for ourselves. That's God's will. He expects us to use our God-given intellect. But it's so interesting when things do not go according to plan, when our opinion seems to be in contrast or direct opposition to the will of God, we find ourselves so upset. I have to share this with you. Just a couple of days ago, I had the opportunity to visit over at the novitiate after Mass, blessed the sheep and a sick ram and the dog and the cow. And it was a nice little visit. Remembered how much I enjoy being around the animals. But shortly after I left, Sister sent me a video. And one of the ewes had gotten, apparently, a little too greedy with some feed or something, and had stuck her head into this red coffee can and gotten it entirely stuck on her head. And she was wandering around, bumping into things, pretty upset. And it was pretty funny to see. But it made me think, we are so often like that, you. Last Sunday, we talked about sheep, the 99 in the desert, and our Lord going after the one, and how we have to be docile sheep. Our Lord uses this as an image so often. And so we do our best to be faithful to our shepherd and docile. But how often are we that silly, stupid sheep with that red coffee can of selfishness blinding us? And that's just it. When we are overly concerned with the things of this world, in a word, when we're being selfish, if we are distracted by whatever it may be, maybe it's trying to deal with chastity, or maybe it's things. We're too attached to our car or our house or whatever it may be. Really, any sort of thing that keeps us stuck to this earth. We are like that sheep. We are blinded. We go around extremely upset and unable to proceed with anything because we've been selfish. But what is wonderful, Almighty God, whom we can trust always, will take off that coffee can from our head, so to say, that if we are trusting and we let him, he will help us to see from his perspective. And if we can see from his perspective, of course we will be resigned with whatever comes our way. With that perfect trust comes a peace. A peace that surpasses all knowledge. A peace that can't be replaced by anything else. So my dear friends, let us remember that we can always trust our Lord. I had another little example rattling around in my mind, and this was as far as trust goes. Like I said, we always have our limits. You go to a certain point, and it's almost like we can't go further. This has to do with trust, too, and how we know that we can trust one another. We ought to trust one another. But at the same time, we know that we can't trust another human 100% because we are all plagued with this fallen human nature. And this trust in one another also has its limits. Remember, my uncles, when I was little, and this is probably a universal story, they talked about the fabled fishing trip. Well, I caught a fish that was about like this, and then the other uncle's like, ah. Remember that time I caught one that was like this? And I remember being a little kid, it's like, wow. It's like, I caught one that was as big as the car. I was like, I don't know. And as it escalated, even as a little kid, started to reach the point where it's like, I don't think I can trust them. And of course, as uncles do, that's their job. But it's true, we always have this in the back of our mind that people are weak, and we know it. But Almighty God is not. He cannot deceive. He cannot be deceived. He cannot let us down. And so why, oh why, would we not trust him 100%? And I must say in conclusion that this is not something that comes to us naturally. We are by nature distrustful, cynical beings. And so it is something that needs to be worked on. We have to exercise that trust. It is called the virtue of faith, after all. We have to sometimes close our eyes and shake our heads and say, I'm not trusting my own instincts here. I'm going to put my faith in Jesus Christ. There is a beautiful prayer that we ought to pray, and really this is just a direct quote from sacred scripture. Our Lord was asked to perform a miracle by a man. And he asked the man in return, do you believe? And the man responded very simply and beautifully, yea, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. What a beautiful, simple prayer that we can pray always, but especially in times of difficulty, when maybe we are tempted to doubt. Yes, Lord, I believe, but help me to believe more fully. Let us, of course, we must add, put our trust in the Blessed Virgin Mary as well. She believed 100%. This is proved in so many different ways, but we need not look further than the incarnation. She did not know how it was going to happen, and she said so. How will this happen? For I know not man. And at the word of the Archangel Gabriel, she said, fiat mihi, secundum verbum tuum. Be it done unto me according to thy word. What a beautiful prayer that we might pray as well. No matter the circumstance that comes our way, we can say with our Blessed Mother, trusting Almighty God with our whole heart, be it done unto me according to thy word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.